About 1 in 4 college students are both first generation and from low-income backgrounds, making the path to a college degree especially challenging. At Boston College's Messina College, a new 2-year fully residential associate's degree program, a wide range of support is helping change that. John Yang visited the Brookline, Massachusetts campus to learn more as part of our ongoing series, Rethinking College.
For a second-year Messina College student, Lukenzia Robertson, who goes by Lou, time with her mother, Evelyn, and her older brother, Lukens, is the perfect way to celebrate the end of midterm exams. While she misses home and her close-knit family, she says she felt comfortable the very first time she set foot on this campus when she was a high school senior.
I came home to my mom and I was like, Mom, like, this is where I want to be. This is where I feel like I belong.
And having seen her mother deal with health issues, she knew what she wanted to do, study to become a nurse.
That motivated me to want to be in the healthcare because I want others to know that they're not alone in the hospital.
Messina is the 2-year associate degree program of Boston College, a nationally ranked private liberal arts school. If students finish Messina with a 3.4 grade point average or better, they're guaranteed a spot in BC's bachelor's degree program. Messina enrolled its first class in 2024, and 96% returned this year. Messina College is tailored for low-income and first-generation students, the very students, research shows, who are least likely to finish college. The big reason for that is lack of familiarity with the unwritten rules of college life, things like office hours, networking, and balancing work and academics, and they don't have anyone in their families they can turn to explain it.
At first, I was like, office hours? Is it an office? I don't, like, it was an office with, I don't know, like, timing. And when my professors were explaining to me what office hours were, I was like, I'm someone who needs that type of support.
So this had been a college campus before?
It had been, yes. So
Founding Dean Father Eric Barriezo was a low-income, first-generation college student himself.
It was a sink or swim model. You sort of figured it out or didn't. We know a whole lot more now, 20 years later. And I think what we know is there's scaffolding of support that we can offer.
It includes a generous need-based financial aid program that limits loans to $2,000 a year. All students get free housing, meals, textbooks, even laptops that are theirs to keep.
In my college experience, the residential piece was critical because, you know, there's so much that goes on after your class time that students need to be part of, and that contributes to their formative experience at a Jesuit university, but any university for that matter.
There are similar programs at a small but growing number of private 4-year liberal arts universities, many of them religiously affiliated.
We need more strivers. We need more lower income students, more first generation college students, because that is what America is.
Professor Anthony Jack, also a first generation graduate, studies higher education leadership at Boston University.
My question is, have we extended the invitation without preparing for the occasion? We are extending invitations to eager, able, excited youth to become members of our community, but are we doing the necessary work to make them be able to be just that, full members?
Boston College spends about $40,000 a year per Messina student. Not every school can afford that kind of investment.
And it's not just providing what people normally think of when it comes to like being on campus. It's like all the other support services that are needed to make sure that, again, you're not just meeting students where they are, what kind of service they need, but also when the services are offered. Given the population of students have responsibilities that your traditional 18 to 21 year old does not.
Messina enrolls only 100 new students a year. Small class sizes allow professors to foster students' confidence and academic success. Attendance is closely monitored. A missed class triggers a check-in call. The academic year runs from July to May. That gives first-year students the summer to adjust to campus life. It also reduces the number of classes students take each semester.
It doesn't matter who gets first, second, or third.
Brianna Diaz is a psychology professor and student advisor. She, too, was a first-generation college student.
We go through these, like,
hidden curriculum things? How should you advocate for yourself to your professor? How should you study? What do you do if you fail? Like, that's probably going to happen in college, and how can you bounce back in a productive way?
Associate Director of Student Success Genevieve Green knows that every student has individual strengths and challenges.
A lot of them have worked, or they're helping out at home, they've got a lot of responsibilities, and so they're not necessarily used to asking for help. So our primary goal is really just to get to know every student. They joke with us that we know their blood type, but get to know them really, really well so that we can tailor a plan that really works for them.
Second-year student Michael Mello is majoring in applied psychology and human development.
To be honest, college wasn't something that was in my mind.
His mother died in the summer before his freshman year in high school, leaving him and his older sister on their own. He worked as many as 30 hours a week to help support them. His grades suffered. But instead of defeating him, he says the hardships motivated him.
It ruined me, but it made me into a better person because the reconstruction that it built, where I realized that I need to be present, I need to also be there, I need to do as much as I can to kind of get to that next step, get to that next milestone to become my own legacy.
With his anticipated BC bachelor's degree, Mello wants to be a therapist.
Just interacting with people that are either already went through college or people that have aspirations to be something, it's like almost inspiring to listen to.
This semester, Lou Robertson is taking nursing classes at BC's main campus. At first, she was intimidated.
I have classes with both Messina and Boston College students. We're both struggling the same way.
At Messina, she's tutoring first-year students who also want to be in the medical field.
Making sure that they understand it kind of gives them like a clear understanding what they want to do for the future.
Sort of passing it along.
Yeah, passing it, yeah.
Faculty say they see that sense of purpose in many students.
There is a lot of intention behind why they're here. There is a lot of richness that the identity, I think, first gen carries with them.
And they're changing the broader BC community.
Boston College needs you, and your perspective and your identity and your lived experience is really important.
Do you think or do you hope things that you do here will also influence BC?
Absolutely. These students are already enriching that campus. Time will tell the impact of that overall, but these students have the ability to create a lot of impact for their families, you know, and the generations of potential college students will follow them because of their example.
Growing up in Haiti, Lou Robertson's mom didn't have the chance to go to college, so seeing her daughter as a college student is a dream come true.
Do you think she's going to make a good nurse? She'll be a good nurse?
Yes, good nurse. When I come here, everybody tell me, you can see her, even this student. She's wonderful.
And just the sort of student whose life Messina College has the potential to change. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang in Brookline, Massachusetts.